I thought it was fairly disingenuous on the speaker to appoint a committee to study the lottery, and one of the 7-8 committee members was pro-lottery, and the rest of them are against it. I hadn't been a part of that because I work up here in Lee County. I'm a Jeffersonian legislator. I work every day, 7 days a week in my funeral business. So, but I think we're getting a report here in a few days, and I think they did a pretty good job, from what I understand, of studying the pros and the cons. The fact of the matter is, I think there are 4 or 5 states left in the nation that don't have a lottery, and we're one of them. Well, we're just losing revenue. It's just that simple. And folks are going that want to play the lottery are going to play the lottery. I'm telling you, it's just unbelievable. Now, Selma, Tennessee is about probably 70 miles up the road from here. It is amazing at the traffic that goes to Selma, Tennessee, from Tupelo, Mississippi, Corinth, Boonville, Pontotoc, New Albany. I don't know. It just seems like that issue has been going on. My God, I think I introduced the first lottery bill in about 1989 or 90. And we might as well get on the bandwagon, but I don't know if the speaker's going to let the vote come out or not. You know, he pretty well rules and reigns and controls the flow. So if he don't want it to come out, it won't come out. But